सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके मुखाकरोति वाचालं पंगोरं गायते गिरिं तत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम् नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयप्रतापस्वामीति नामिने।
We are reading from 4th canto 27th chapter 27th verse.
कालकन्योदितो वाचो निशम्या यवनेश्वरा शिकीर्षुर्देव गुह्यां सास्मितं तम अभासत। कालकन्योदितवाच निशम्या यवनेश्वरा चिकीर्षुर्देव गुह्यां सास्मितं तम अभासत। कालकन्योदितवाच चिकीर्षुर्यवनेश्वर
by word translation. Kala Kanya, by the daughter of time.
Udita,
expressed.
Vacha,
words.
Nishamya,
hearing.
Yavana Ishvara,
the king of the Yavanas.
Chikirshu,
desiring to execute.
Deva,
of providence.
Guhyam,
confidential duty.
Saha,
he.
Satsmitam,
smilingly.
Tam,
her.
Abhasata,
addressed. Translation. After hearing the statement of Kalakanya, daughter of time, the king of the Yavanas began to smile and devise a means for executing his confidential duty on behalf of Providence. He then addressed Kalakanya as follows. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela 5.142, it is said, He kale Ishwara Krishna ara sabha britya, yare echa nachaya se itachekara nitya. Actually, the Supreme Controller, the Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and everyone is His servant. Yavana Raja, the king of the Yavanas, was also a servant of Krishna. Consequently, he wanted to execute the purpose of Krishna through the agency of Kalakanya. Although Kalakanya means invalidity or old age, Yavana Raja wanted to serve Krishna by introducing Kalakanya everywhere. Thus, a sane person, by attaining old age, will become fearful of death. Foolish people engage in material activities, as if they will live forever and enjoy material advancement. But actually, there is no material advancement. Under illusion, people think that material opulence will save them. But although there has been so much advancement in material science, the problems of human society, birth, death, old age and disease are still unsolved. Nonetheless, foolish scientists are thinking that they have advanced materially. When Kalakanya, the invalidity of old age, attacks them, they become fearful of death if they are sane. Those who are insane simply do not care for death, nor do they know what is going to happen after death. They are under the wrong impression that after death there is no life, and consequently they act very irresponsibly in this life and enjoy unrestricted sense gratification. For an intelligent person, the appearance of old age is an impetus to spiritual life. People naturally fear impending death. The king of the Yavanas tried to utilize Kalakanya for this purpose. Translation, if you would like to repeat. After hearing the statement of Kalakanya, daughter of time, the king of the Yavanas began to smile and devise a means for executing his confidential duty on behalf of Providence. He then addressed Kalakanya as follows. I would like to request all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis to please grant me blessings so I could share some relevant point on this section of Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, we're actually seeing the story inside the story inside the story. Narada Muni is still continuing talking here. This is actually a conversation where Narada Muni is talking with King Prachina Varishta. So actually this is an allegory of the life of Puranjana is nothing but the life of King Prachina Varishta. So Narada Muni is continuing to talk here. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport, this beautiful Chaitanya Charitamrita verse, Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabha Vritya, Yare Achen Achaya Seita Chekaran Vritya. So this basically means everybody is servant of Krishna, everyone. And Yare Achen Achaya Seita Chekaran Vritya. So as Krishna makes us dance, we dance. So we know the famous poem Srila Prabhupada wrote in Jaladuta. So my dear Lord, if you brought me here to dance, then make me dance. Make me dance, my Lord, as you wish, make me dance. So this is the whole point of this purport here, how Krishna actually controls everything. And Srila Prabhupada is actually saying here, and also in this shloka, it is said that Yavana Raja is thinking to perform his confidential duty. And Prabhupada says it is also a service to Krishna. So we may wonder, how is it a service to Krishna? How is Yavana Raja performing a service to Krishna? Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Dehinosmin yatade kaumaram yavanam jara. So anybody who is born and the soul transmigrates from one body to another, from boyhood to youth to old age. So everybody has to pass through old age. There's no escape. The difference is that for those who are devotees or those who are wise, like Prabhupada says in the purport, those who are wise, death or Kalakanya, old age, is actually a friendly soldier, because life is a war. Life is a war. We're trying to fight against so many odds. So for those who are devotees who have taken shelter of the Lord, Kalakanya actually becomes a friendly soldier. The soldier on the same side, because she helps us realize the temporariness of this material body. But for those who are engrossed in material sense gratification, Kalakanya becomes an enemy soldier. So those materialistic people, they see Kalakanya as, oh, this is horrible. But for a devotee, it's a blessing. And Kalakanya actually makes us serious in our spiritual life. And for devotees, why it is also a blessing? Because there's no death. We don't die. Krishna says, all the soldiers, all the kings, they will always exist. They will never cease to exist. And Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Eko Bahunam Yo Vidati Kaman. So we are all eternal living entities. We are parts and parcels of Krishna. And even if we see other religious groups, Christians or Muslims, it's actually this real philosophy is the same. But they will not accept immediately. They will say, no, there is no reincarnation. Why? Because people don't take seriously if you say there's another life. They will say, okay, let me enjoy as much as possible. I have another life to get liberated. Therefore, they try to control it. But really, if you go deeper into Christianity or Islam, there is actually life after death. It's just a little trick to kind of make people say, no, this is the only life you got. You go to hell or you go to heaven. But as devotees, we are studying the scriptures. The Vedic scriptures are very, very clear about the fact that we will always exist. We cannot escape the problems of material world if we are thinking death is the end. Like Prabhupada says, people are ignorant, they don't know, they have no idea. Nor those who are insane simply do not care for death. Nor do they know what is going to happen after death. But we know. We know that we will always cease to exist. And here we can see that for Puranjana, Kalakanya, when she will come, he will lose all taste for material enjoyment. The senses to enjoy will become stale. He won't be able to enjoy anymore. And we see that Puranjana is being really, he's ignorant, he's lost in things which are not very relevant. And Kalakanya is coming as a blessing, like a wake-up call. She's waking him up. And Mother Murthy, who is here, she was telling me, she's a good mother, she was actually telling me how we should actually use everything we have materially, all our material senses, material facilities. It is useful only if we can do something Krishna conscious with it. Like there is a beautiful song written by Purandara Dasa. Purandara Dasa is actually said to be the incarnation of Narada Muni, who came 500 years ago. And he says this beautiful song which says, Kangali Dhyatako Kaveri Ranganano Dada ಜಗಂಗಳೊಳಗೆ ಮಂಗಳ ಮೂರುತಿ ರಂಗನ ಶ್ರೀಪಾದಂಗಳ ನೋಡದ. ಸೊ ದ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಇಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಯೂಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಐಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಲುಕ್ ಇಟ್ ದ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾವೇರಿ ರಂಗ, ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ರಂಗನಾಥ್ ಲೈಂಗ್ ಡೌನ್ ಅನ್ ಅನಂತ ಶೇಷ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಇನ್ ಶ್ರೀರಂಗಮ್, ದಿಸ್ ಡೇಟಿ ದಟ್ ಪುರಂದರದಾಸ ಕಂಪೋಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಾಂಗ್ ಅಪಾನ್. He's in between river Kaveri. He's placed there. So he's called Kaveri Ranga. So what is the use? Jagangalolage Mangala Muruti. So in this entire creation, the entire universe, there's nothing more auspicious than him. Jagangalolage Mangala Muruti. Mangala means most auspicious. Rangana Shripadangala Nodada. So if you don't actually meditate upon Sri Ranga, Mataji understands this song. What is the use if you don't fix your concentration, your mind, your eyes at the lotus feet of Sri Ranga? Padangala. So onto his lotus feet. What is the use? And the song continues very beautifully. about each of the material senses we have got, how we should engage it in the service of the Lord. Otherwise, how it is useless. So all this, Prabhupada is saying, all these scientists, they're foolishly thinking they're advanced materially. So what is the use of all the materialistic advancement if it is not going to be in Krishna consciousness? Mother Murthy was sharing how the same concept of her son wanted to buy a video game. So he was really, really bent up on convincing her he wanted that because his brother was gifting him something. And she is not very familiar with technology. She didn't even know what it is. And the son was trying to tell her that, look, this can take very good pictures of the deities. I can take pictures. I can record classes. And she kind of, you know, suspected, come on, this guy is not really interested in taking deity pictures or recording classes. So she asked one of her friends, what is the real thing? What is the purpose of that thing? Because in her mind, in her heart, she was thinking, if it is not going to help him in Krishna consciousness, it is useless. I'm not going to support it by any means. So she went to ask one of her friends, and the friend said, no, it doesn't take good pictures, nor does it do recording. It's actually meant for playing games. And she immediately said, no way you're getting that. So instead she convinced to get him a bicycle, which he was happy later on, so it ended good. But the point is, what I learned from her was, just every second we have a choice to choose, because Krishna, you know, the puppeteer. We are puppets in the hands of the puppeteer. But he's not an ordinary puppeteer. He's a supreme puppeteer. He's the Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. So the wise people, they know that Krishna is the Lord of all the planets. Sarva Loka. All the planets. All demigods. And he's actually a benefactor of all living entities. He's actually always wishing us well. That is the kindness of the Supreme Lord. He's not only the controller, but he's also the caretaker. So, we always have this choice to take shelter of Krishna or to try to fix our senses, to try to get pleasure in some other place. And so the Lord knows us very well. Nobody else other than the Supreme Lord knows us well. So whatever happens in our life is actually meant for good. Because He's controlling our life. He's the puppeteer. He knows what He's doing. Like, I read this, when I was in school, I read this analogy of, we're going on a bicycle which has like two people can ride it. I don't know what it's called. What is that?
Tandem?
Yeah, something like that. So we are in the front and Krishna is in the back. So Krishna is actually helping us. It's Paramatma, the Supreme Lord is actually pedaling with us. Sometimes the road is very tedious and uphill. Sometimes it's very easy to go. So sometimes what happens is we find it very difficult. We find it very difficult to pedal. And we're thinking Krishna is not helping us. But the point is we just have to keep pedaling. We have to trust that Krishna is there. The cycle will not run if Krishna is not there. So the analogy that got into my mind was, just keep pedaling, Sri Radha. Just keep pedaling. Don't think, oh, the situation didn't work out as I wanted. My plans are not working out. Just keep pedaling. Krishna is there. Whether you know it or not, He's there. And if, like, you know, we know this famous song, Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke, Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke. So if Krishna doesn't want you to fulfill a particular plan, it's not going to happen. Don't worry. If Krishna wants it to happen, it's going to happen, whatever you do or whatever you don't do. So the best example of this is the story of Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu. Narsingadev wanted to protect Prahlad. Nobody could destroy him. Nobody could harm him. And Krishna wanted to kill Hiranyakashipu. Nobody could stop him. Nobody could protect him. So we have this choice. There's another Purandaradasa song, because I was thinking Narada Muni, and I grew up with Purandaradasa songs, you know, and our Acharya, other Acharya, Madhva Sampradaya Acharyas. So there's this song that as a kid I used to listen to my mother and my grandmother singing. Hari Chitta Satya Nara Chitta Ke Bandadu Lavalesha Nadeyadu Hari Chitta Satya. Hari Chitta Satya. The truth or the destiny, that destiny or Chitta, how do you actually translate Chitta? The determination, the, what Krishna has planned. Hari Chitta Satya, the truth, that is the eternal truth. Nara Chitta Ke Bandadu. Nara, Nara means we human beings. When it comes to our will, Lavalesha Nadeyadu means it cannot happen. If Hari's will against a normal human being's will, Hari's will is going to win. And then the song continues.
Sada annadanava bayasodu narachitta udarake aluvudu hari chitta vayya.
So it's very, very funny and true. It says, you may desire to do annadan, food for life, annadan. You want to do annadan every day. You want to do a lot of charity work. But that may be your desire. But maybe the Lord's desire is that you have to starve without even water. Udarake aluvudu. To even to survive, you cry. It's beautiful. Then he goes on. You may desire a great family, great wife, good children. That may be your desire. And maybe the Lord wants you to be brahmachari. Or not get married at all. So we can't fight against that. So the point is, accept life as it comes. So these were the songs my grandfather, whenever I would play, he would tell me, why don't you learn the songs as you're playing? And don't think these are just songs like what you learn in school. These are something which will help you every day in your life. I never understood it at that time. Even now I'm not understanding, that's different. So the point is, Hari Chitta Satya, we are the puppets. We have to remember that and not get bothered about the plans that don't work out. And we have to choose. We have to choose whether we want to take shelter of the external energy of the Lord or the internal energy of the Lord. I remember the last week for Radhashtami week, Janani Vasprabhu was giving the class and he was telling, don't try to trick. It's the same energy. If you're trying to trick, you get caught. So, Bhishma Dev, at his deathbed, he composed 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu. And the holy name week, I was thinking to see how beautiful, it's all about holy name. Guru Sevananda Prabhu, the other day, he was saying, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is basically to be able to chant the holy name with faith, with love, and with surrender. So everything is meant for that. So Vishwadeva is saying these verses. I really like these verses. He is the same concept of Krishna is the controller of everything. The external energy, the internal energy, the marginal energy, everything is controlled by Krishna. So he says, Anadinidanam Vishnum Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Loka Chaksham Stuvannityam Sarva Dukkotigo Bhavet Brahman. Okay, so he says, so Krishna is a Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Lokadhyaksham means he knows everything. He knows what's going on in each of our heart. Stuvan Nityam. Chant every day nicely. Remembering nicely. Stuvan Nityam. Nityam. Regularly, constantly. Stuvan Nityam. Sarva Dukkho Tigo Bhavet. All the miseries will be vanishing. It will be vanished. Then Brahmanyam Sarvadharmagyam Lokanam Kirti Vardhanam Lokanatam Mahatbhutam Sarva Lokanatam Mahatbhutam Sarva Bhuta Bhavod Bhavam. It means that everything you can imagine is actually under the control of the Lord. Each second we have to think, am I taking the shelter of the external energy? Like Puranjana, he's thinking, my children, my grandchildren, my daughters, my daughter-in-laws, my servants, my house, my household paraphernalia. That is what is his meditation. So Bhishma Dev is beautifully composing this to make us realize, so what do we want to take shelter of? The famous story of Mahabharata. Just on the eve of the battle of Kurukshetra, both Duryodhana and Arjuna, both of them wanted the help of Krishna. So when they came to see Krishna first, Duryodhana came first. So Krishna was still resting. So Duryodhana went and he sat near the head of Krishna. He said, why should I sit at the feet, you know? Then Arjuna came later on and he, you know, nicely sat down near the feet and he was looking at Krishna. So when Krishna woke up, naturally he saw Arjuna first. And Duryodhana became very furious. He said, no, but I came first. Krishna said, but no, according to the etiquette, whoever you see first, you have to ask them what they want. Krishna knows what they wanted, naturally, obviously. So then he said, okay, Arjuna, my dear Arjuna. And Duryodhana is going really like, no, but I came first. So Krishna asked, so what would you like, Arjuna? In this war, in this battle, I have taken a vow that I will not pick up a weapon. I will not fight. So I have the Akshohini Sainya or me without fighting. What do you choose? So Duryodhana was actually praying there. Please let Arjuna get bewildered by Maya and ask for Krishna instead of the Akshohini Sainya. And so naturally Arjuna, he said, of course I don't care about the Sainya. All I want is you, Krishna. Even if you don't want to fight, it's fine. Then Duryodhana said, yes, he got illusion. He asked for Krishna instead of the Akshohini Sainya. So then Arjuna was happy with Krishna and Duryodhana was happy with the Sainya. So this example states that Duryodhana was trying to take shelter of the external energy of the Lord. He's trying to, because everything belongs to the Lord. And Arjuna, internal potency, I mean Krishna himself. So we all know what happened at the end. Duryodhana unfortunately could not win, although he had so many material opulences and so much material advancement, it did not work. So the point is, everything belongs to Krishna. And what is our position? We belong to Krishna. So this Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, Sarvasya Tomar Charane Sapya Tumi To Thakur Tomar Kukur Boliya. You know the song, right? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying it. I surrender everything at your lotus feet. Everything. Lotus feet giving me such shelter. You know the song. So Tumito Thakur, you're my Lord. Tomar Kukur, I'm like your dog. I'm your eternal servant. So we may say, how to get that surrender? How do we know how to surrender like that? Yeah. Surrender unto me, Krishna says, very clear. So how do we do that? Chaitanya Charitamrita. Gopi Vartur Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa. That's the most practical way to surrender. You want to be the servant of the Lord? Become the servant of his devotees. Guru vina gulamana guvatana ka doreya danna mukuti. Until you become the slave and the servant of your guru, you can never attain mukti. Never. This is what all the Vaishnava sampradayas are saying. Never. You can never attain. So that's surrender. Philosophy in Krishna consciousness, Gopi Bhartur, Pada Kamalayor, Dasa, Dasana, Dasa, is completely contradictory to the material consciousness. Because in the material world, it is how big you are. Get bigger, bigger, bigger. And in the spiritual world, it's begging for mercy, become a beggar. The more you beg, you get more mercy, you advance spiritually. So material world is bigger, bigger, bigger. Spiritual life is beggar, beggar, beggar. There was one Maharaj who was saying in the Parikrama, all the people in the material world, they want to become boss, boss, bossanu boss. And our philosophy is become dasa, dasa, dasanu das. Actually, even to say it, it feels easier. So it is actually, it's very easy. And we may think, No, I'm having the right consciousness. You know, I'm trying to be nice. But Krishna is in our heart. He knows us. He knows our motivation. Are we trying to, like, one day external energy, another day internal energy, 1 hour external energy, another hour internal energy? Krishna knows that. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. Krishna is situated in each of our heart. Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Not only seated, He is the one who gives us remembrance, forgetfulness, knowledge. There's no other shelter. This morning I called my father and he was telling me, hey, I was remembering this. You remember we would sing together, Harireva Guruhu, Harireva Paraha, Harireva Guruhu, Harireva Matru Pitru Gatihi. So Madhvacharya, this is actually Madhvacharya used to say this, means don't, like Puranjana, we shouldn't take shelter of, oh, my children, my father, my mother, my servants, whatever they are. We can't take shelter in the fallible soldiers. Because if we take shelter, we're going to get disappointed. That's what we're learning. So Hari, Lord Hari is our Paraha. Harireva Paraha, Harireva Guruhu, Harireva Matru Pitru Gatihi. He's our father, he's our mother. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Pranadan. So Krishna is our father, Krishna is our mother. He's everything, he's our life and soul. Krishna is everything. And it doesn't mean that, okay, Krishna is everything, so you don't do anything. There's also competition in the spiritual world, not just in the material world. Who gets more achievements, who earns more money, who accumulates more property. Also in the spiritual life, who's doing more service, who's being more humbler, who's actually grasping every service that we get to be able to do something for the Vaishnavas. There's competition even there. So it's a spiritual competition, it's a transcendental competition. And then Prabhupada is talking about they're under the wrong impression. Why we sometimes forget this fact, although we hear again and again, is because we have not attained the taste. We still don't know the higher taste. Again, even for that, there's no other gati, there is no other shelter, there is no other way, Krishna. Because matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. So if Krishna doesn't want us to remember, where do we go? We can't do anything. So even that remembrance comes from Krishna. Everything depends on that surrender. So if we want to remember, we have to surrender. If we want to get knowledge, we have to surrender. Then we say, how do we surrender? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, ye yatamam prapadyante. Because to the degree that we surrender, he reciprocates. So if you say, how can I surrender? How to increase my surrender? You just surrender. That's the way to increase surrender. It's like a cycle. Because if we keep one step towards Krishna, we make one little effort, Krishna keeps 10 steps towards us. And Krishna... And I was listening to a lecture where Prabhupada was saying, you cannot please Krishna with your renunciation or with your materialistic achievements or other accomplishments, your bodily beauty or wealth or anything, even not even with austerities. It's only with love. Because the more we try to concentrate on something, if we spend our lives thinking about something, that is what we will take shelter of. If we are thinking family, 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 family all the time, then we will take shelter of our family. Like we are seeing, Puranjana, that's what he's doing. He's trying to take shelter of his family. He doesn't want to leave. Although we see people around us, when they are old, they lose that taste to live on. They say, oh, even my grandmother, every time I talk to her, she says, oh, how are you? I'm just waiting to leave my body. They don't have any other plans. But for a devotee, it's different. We do have plans. Because it's a blessing. He's a friendly soldier. Kala Kanya is a friendly soldier. She's helping us. And so this lesson will come. Jara, Vyadi, old age, disease, Mrityu, death. It will come to all of us. And we have have to choose if we want to learn the lessons of our life voluntarily or it will come by force. Because in the old age, even if there are our children, devotees who want to help us, they can't take the pain away from our body. It is with us. We have to go through it. So we are in a very helpless situation. And it's a very good time to take shelter of Krishna. Because that hopelessness, helplessness in the material state of body or mind, it's actually good to take shelter of Krishna. And Bhagavatam says, like I was telling you, we have to either take it voluntarily, do some austerities voluntarily, tapo divyam putrakayena sattvam. Austerity is essential. Tapas is essential. For each one of us, it may be different kind of austerity. For somebody, maybe to study scriptures is an austerity. Somebody else to chant our rounds. Somebody else to follow the regulative principles. Somebody else to accept a guru. I was talking with a person a few days ago. He wanted to take initiation, but that person passed away and he doesn't find any other qualified guru. And I was just like, yeah, who's losing? You're losing. It's been years and the person doesn't want to just surrender and take shelter. And once we are not connected to the parampara, it's going to get more and more difficult. So we all have our challenges. We all have our austerities. So somebody to take care a little bit, rest well, is an austerity. We have to see sincerely what is our austerity and work on that. But the main point is we have to get detached from material conception of life. That's the main point. Whatever it takes, we have to get detached. Because when we're performing yoga, whatever yoga system, when we say yoga in the material world, yoga means, see, even materialistic advancement, you'll see yoga system, yoga classes, yoga seminars all over the world, America, Canada, China, everywhere they're doing yoga. But that yoga is meant for, oh, I'll take good care of my body so I can enjoy better. There's a very wrong conception. Yoga means detachment. Yoga means tapas. We have to do the austerity. We have to do some sacrifice. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, yoginam api sarvesham madgaten antaratmana. So the real yogi thinks how to satisfy the senses of Krishna. Because the highest pleasure can actually be achieved by satisfying Rishikesh, by satisfying the senses of the Lord, then our senses or our mind can get satisfied. Not by trying to satisfy ourselves. Because trying to satisfy our senses is like fuel to fire. You keep putting, there is no end. You need more and more fire. And one thing I was thinking, sometimes when we're doing kirtan, there can be this mentality like, I want to enjoy the kirtan. Oh, I like this music. I don't like this music. I like this singer. I don't like this singer. But we should have more the mentality that I want to please the Lord by my singing. I want to do this sarvasya. Sarvasya tumar charane sapya. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this is an offering unto you. Everything is yours anyway. So the kirtan should be for the pleasure of the Lord. There was a little thing that I was telling to myself, that I should try to do kirtan to satisfy the Lord, not because I like to enjoy, you know, because that's sometimes I get into that. And because we can see in this material world, people are, we all know, back in your countries, back in our hometown, it's a prison house. People are just like in a jail. They're trying to satisfy themselves, they're not able to, and they're struggling. But for devotees, the world is like a hospital. There's so many sick people. And the pure Vaishnavas are like good doctors. They're always trying to enlighten us, they're trying to cure us, they're trying to help us. And as soon as you get better, you have to help others. So the thing is not only about we getting cured, but we have to cure others. So it's a big hospital. So we may see that sometimes our fellow devotees, our God brothers, God sisters, may not be feeling so good. And we should go and help. And we should try to take best advantage of all the doctors we have. Take shelter of the Vaishnavas and get good advice so that we can do the Srinvantam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. Because that's the only way to cleanse our heart. Those who desire to sincerely hear to the holy names have an attraction towards Kirtan, who have an attraction towards serving the Lord in this way. That's the only way to cleanse our heart. And to be able to get that, we have to take the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Remembering Vaishnavas, Vaishnavanam Yathashambho, Lord Shiva, about regarding the holy name, it's in the Brihad Vishnu Purana, Brihad Vishnu Sahasranama Sutra. Lord Shiva, after, like, it's like a continuation of shlokas after Bhishma Dev's thousand names, and he's talking with Parvati, and he says, Shri Rama Rama Rameti Rame Rame Manorame Sahasranama Tattulyam Rama Nama Varanane. So he's glorifying the potency of the holy names of Lord Ram. He's so potent. And actually, the holy names of the Hare Krishna mantra is the essence of all Vedic knowledge. So it is the essence of all Vedic literatures, all the scriptures. So these are some of the points for consideration. What some of the points we saw were, first of all, what is the purpose of Krishna and Kala Kanya's work of trying to teach people through old age? Is that for devotees, Kala Kanya can be a friendly soldier, and for those who are non-devotees, she becomes an unfriendly soldier, the enemy soldier. And then we talked about how Krishna is actually the controller of everything, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Then we have to choose if we want to take shelter of the internal energy or the external energy. And then we saw the example of Duryodhana and Arjuna. And we also see how our philosophy of Gopi Bartal Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasana Dasa is actually the exactly contrary thing of what the material consciousness or material philosophy says. We have to be careful every second. And then we discussed a little bit about the Lord knows us. He's in our heart. So we have to surrender, and accordingly the Lord will reciprocate. And how to surrender is by taking shelter of the holy name and by doing some austerities according to our level. Then how Hare Krishna mantra is the essence of all Vedic literatures. Any comments, questions?
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your class.
Thank you.
Very wonderful. And I was willing to ask that we hear bhakti comes from bhakti, and there is no bhakti in the heart, at least for many of us. So, I don't know, maybe you could comment a bit more on this, because although one may think, I wish I would attain some bhakti and living amongst devotees and Vaishnavas, most glorious, and having wonderful inspiration from them all, still the heart is dark, like, how you say, carbon?
Carbon.
Very dark. So please, can you comment on that?
Okay, so your question is, bhakti comes from bhakti. And you said some of us, we don't really have bhakti, therefore how to cultivate bhakti? Is that your question? How to deal with all the anarthas we have? And It's a very vast question. Different elements in that. First element is bhakti comes from bhakti. And then the next element is the anarthas. They're huge topics, each one of them. Again, taking the example of a hospital, okay? If we are in this material world, it means we are sick. That's why we are here. And we may be at different level of sickness. I was in Africa for a few months and we did some project with some music. And I composed a song, like a poetry with different languages to say, like, I love you, Govinda. Yeah? There was like, for example, there was all different languages, like in Hindi was, Mera dil mera jaan hai tu Govinda, tu khud ishq hai Govinda. And then there was Spanish and Italian, Te amo tanto Govinda, te quiero mucho Govinda. So everything is about, like, in different languages. We even did it in African language. Miss Mobo Govinda, Mepevo Govinda, Aibela Mavre Govinda. So it's Nigerian language, Ghanaian language, different African languages. And right now, in that particular country, this song is very, very famous. People are singing this. They don't know what Govinda means. Just singing. And they are feeling so happy. So one devotee wrote me and he was saying, he's also distributing these CDs. And you know, people are just naturally, just because they heard that song, they're just coming and say, can you tell me what is exactly Govinda and how can we actually love Govinda? It's like, you know, immediate advancement, immediate. These people are cow eaters, horrible meat eaters, and the four principles in their life is do meat eating, do illicit sex, do gambling, and do intoxication. That's the four principles of their life. And you know, Prabhupada said, if these four principles are established in the modern world, modern civilization will collapse because they will get liberated. That's the problem. And Prabhupada had a lot of difficulty to attract people because as soon as he introduced the four regulative principles, he lost many people. Many people. So what comes to my mind is following principles, that's like the foundation. That's what is, it, that can help us to absorb what energy we got around us. And then I remember Jaipatak Maharaj once in a lecture, somebody asked him a question about how to control our anarthas. I think precisely it was about lust. And it was a simple answer. He said, it's a gradual process. It's a gradual process. We have to keep working. We have to keep doing whatever we can. Just do it. Just do what we need to do. I mean, did it help? Do you have any comment? Okay. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. Yes. Ganakamaya Prabhu.
Just further on your explanation, the little drops of water wear away a stone. So this regulation of performing devotional service, which is bhakti, it engenders bhakti. If we neglect the regulation, we reject the chanting, so forth, then we don't advance. It was a very nice comment the other day in the class that 99% of our devotional life is based on this chanting. This is 99% of the effectiveness of our bhakti process is the chanting of Hare Krishna. Now, I know from personal experience, I'm sure everyone here also knows, that when we started to chant Hare Krishna, we actually became excited about all the changes in the whole plethora of changes that we have to make in order to become devotees. All the changes became very, very exciting and interesting for us. You know? And we were able to give up the anarthas simply by the potency of this chanting. So, as you're saying, this is the essence of all Vedic knowledge. This chanting Hare Krishna as a servant. Also, you made one comment about yoga. Yoga is a penance and so forth. But Prabhupada used the example of yoga is like a yoke for the oxen. I don't know what the word in Hindi is, but or in Sanskrit, but the yoga means to join together.
Yeah.
So this process of joining together with Krishna, this reciprocation that we're embarking on, is very important. And that's keynoted, or the key. I like to use the example that the whole material world is a vibration. Even the scientists say it is a vibration. If they project a certain sound at something, they can shatter it. You know, they can blow it up. So like this, this key, this Hare Krishna mantra is a key to the vibration that will unlock the door to the spiritual world. We can actually go past and go beyond what we're seeing materially. We can see the spiritual things that are happening. So this chanting is the essential thing.
Yeah, thank you so much. Without offenses, trying to, right? That was another thing. As you were saying, it was getting clear. It's how we chant also. Srinvantam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridayanta Sroya Vadrani Vidhunati Sarit Satam. It's also what level of chanting, in the sense of how pure, is also important. Yes, yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Do you know Hindi?
Yes.
Oh, thanks a lot. पहले तो मैं कमेंट देना चाहूँगा. मैं नीचे माना कर रहा था, बट बहुत ही कम ऐसा होता है कि मैं इस तरीके से प्रवचन सुनता हूँ. बट आपने इतना अच्छा बोले कि मैं नीचे से ऊपर खींचा चलाया, मतलब इतना मैं अट्रैक्ट हुआ आपकी तरफ. इतना अच्छा आपने बोला है, मतलब बहुत ही कम होता है. आई थिंक ये तीसरा या चौथा प्रवचन होगा जो मैंने इतने ध्यान से सुना होगा. डू यू नो हिंदी?
हाँ, धन्यवाद. ये ठीक तरह से सुनाई नहीं दे रहा था इसलिए.
ओके ओके. My question is, first is...